views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Well, hello and welcome to Master's Chambers. We're always sharing. We want to get better together. And that's why I'm always reaching out to get the executive's perspective on business. And today, really, talk about relevance to the business sector. Has technology left you speechless? Are you focusing too much on your social media to sell your products? I'm finding that a lot of businesses are. But the question I have to ask is, where is the relationship? There is a value in relationship marketing and also relationship selling. And the one hotel that really jumped out at me that really builds relationships and a really top level, excellent level is Hilton Hotels, because they're not stalking their guests, but they're out there and they're really monitoring their guests and what they're doing. And they have a hotline where you can actually call. So if you find yourself landing or traveling in some strange city, small town USA, you can give them a call. And they'll let you know what's the best place to eat, what's the best place to sleep, or what's the best place to hang out in that town. And it's not always a Hilton. But why are they doing that? Because they want to build a relationship with you. I mean, just over the last decade, I mean, technology has really significantly changed the way we're doing business. And not just business, but I mean, in our personal lives as well. And today's guest knows exactly what it takes to build relationships. He's recently published a powerful book on this exact subject, Has Technology Left Us Speechless? He's Todd Novak. He's a leading sales and communication expert. His research has revealed some really interesting statistics and facts about people and how we are so connected to technology that we've actually are creating a culture where we're disconnected from human face-to-face communication. So I want you to ask yourself, and a lot of these questions actually come from our guests today. One, can you grow your business without face-to-face communication? How will you stay motivated today? Just today, how are you going to stay motivated? Are you addicted to technology? Are you promoting good communication skills to today's youth? And I have a challenge for you this week. My challenge is this: let's restore human connection. Make a human connection this week with every person that you meet. And I want you to send me a message to teamfife@conniefifespeaks.com and let me know what changes you are making to make that human connection. I've talked a lot in the past couple of weeks about making that human connection, but also about making a business connection through joint ventures. Well, today's guest as well, he and I, I'm so excited, he and I are entering into a joint venture in the coming months. So I want you to stay tuned to the end of the show to hear more about our special project that's going to help you increase your client base, build those relationships, and put money back into your bank account or add money to your bank account. So on the show today is Todd Novak. He's the CEO and founder of the Novak Group. He's a professional speaker. He's an author. He's a sales trainer and also a sales coach. He holds the record for AOL's number one salesperson, and that's out of about 50,000 people. He's increased, now get this, it's only one client I'm talking about. He's increased that one client by $400 million. This guy's amazing. Wouldn't you just love to have a little bit of that $400 million in your bank and hitting your bottom line? Well, Todd Novak is here, and he's going to share more of how you can do that. So, Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Connie. Glad to be here.
I'm thrilled that you're here. And Todd and I have been spending a lot of time together. But Todd, I want to jump right in, because the one thing I have to agree with is that technology is leaving us speechless. And many businesses are relying on social media to grow their business. What suggestion can you give them to really look at that and do it differently?
Well, you know, I'm not going to downplay social media and how hot it is, because obviously it's extremely hot and it's extremely popular, and we're spending more and more time on it every day. In fact, I think the average employer says that a employee is now spending upwards of 2 to sometimes 3 hours per day on social media. So there's an argument to be said, you know, how productive are they really being at work?
Right.
Social media. In fact, a lot of companies now are starting to, I guess there's a way to do it. Well, it's a little too technical for me, but I guess there's some ways that you can go in the firewall and not allow those type of sites to even come up in on a corporate, you know, internet. So, and they found out by doing that, productivity increased amazing.
So productivity increased by putting those blocks on there so you can't get, so people just can't randomly go out to different websites.
Correct. You can't pull up your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter. Okay. Your Pinterest, your, you know, on and on and on. You know, not to say those things are bad, but what's happening is they're, you know, we bought this, I guess, this lie that we thought that technology was going to make us quicker, faster, and more efficient and get more things done. And really, they become a real time, I hate to use this word, time suck. They really suck a lot of your time out of the day. And I just wonder, how productive are you really being?
And that's absolutely true. And I know sometimes I really do limit myself to my Facebook time or LinkedIn time. I'll do it in the morning or late at night. But during the day, I just don't go on there, because I know, like you said, you got sucked in and you start looking at what everybody else is doing. And then you have to respond to some other people's comments. And before you know it, it's like an hour, 2 hours later.
But I guess to answer your question, you know, what can you do? I mean, it really depends on your product or service. I mean, obviously, certain products, certain services, you know, use social media very well to sell their products.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, service companies, not so much, you know, works that well on Facebook. I mean, I think right now what happened was, you know, before Facebook started offering ads, you know, Facebook was pretty good. You know, a lot of people would see someone talking about a business, or, you know, somebody would post something about a business they liked or they had, and people were like, oh, I got to check that out. And I think now we're seeing more and more ads on there, and, you know, they're still working, but probably not as good. But yeah. Again, depends on your product, depends on your service. You can still do extremely well with social media. But I consider social media more of a lead generation tool versus a way to sell your product. So I think that's kind of how I look at it. I think it's a great tool to get that lead so that you can follow up and actually close a sale have someone become a partner or a customer or a client of yours. So that's how I like to personally use social media.
Yeah, I have to agree with that it is a way to find your leads. It's a really good way to connect with, you know, possibly some clients that you haven't heard or talked to in a couple of years. I've had that happen, and people connect with me. Oh, this is what you're doing. And I love to catch up with you and learn more about that. But once you have that lead, I still, for me, find it valuable to really just pick up that telephone and to call them and to learn about them, learn about what they're doing.
It reminds me of a story in my book where this gentleman, Mike Carter, has a very large Cabo Banker legacy real estate office with about 600 agents in New Mexico. And his son's like 17 years old. And obviously, you know, the young kids can text a lot faster than, you know, a 50-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part. And so they're having this conversation via text going back and forth. You know, and Mike's doing the best he can to keep up with his son, but his son is just like, you know, doing these big long texts in a matter of seconds, and Mike's taking, you know, minutes sometimes to respond. So Mike just calls right. his son, and his son says, "Dad, why are you calling me?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "What do you mean, why am I calling you?" He says, "Just continue to text me." And he says, "No, I don't want to text anymore. It takes too long. You're not really understanding what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I want you to really understand what I'm talking about, and I want to understand what you're talking about. And the only way we can do that is over the phone. So we're talking on the phone."
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I'll tell you a really quick story similar to that, and then we're going to head off the break. My daughter and I got into the habit of texting, and she got married a few years ago. But before she got married, she actually sent me a text to tell me she was engaged. I was furious. Wow. I was furious. I would not respond. I called her, and she said the same thing to me. "Well, you could have just texted back to me." I'm like, "I am not going to text back to you about something like this." But I mean, definitely the younger generation, I don't know if many of them really understand the value of really just picking up the phone and calling somebody.
No, that's old school. That takes too much time.
It's too much time. Yeah.
But more importantly, and I know we got to go to break, so cut me off if we need to.
Okay.
But there's a lot of psychological reasons behind that, because if I call you on the phone, now I have to actually listen to you and I have to actually engage with you.
That's right. That's right. So now I'm cutting you off, Todd. Okay. Let's hold that thought. We're going to go to break and we can come back. We can talk more about that.
Sounds good.
All righty.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit atozenmeditation.com.
We're back, and joining me today is Todd Novak, who is sharing his secret sauce of sales and communication. Todd, before we went to break, we're really getting into a good conversation about texting and when not to text. I was saying about my daughter texting me about her wedding, but then also on the good side, when she was doing, because she's in another state, when she was all doing all the wedding planning, she was able to take pictures and immediately send me pictures of different things she was doing and what she was looking at, like her wedding dress. Then they got to see the engagement ring. So that was all the good stuff with texting. But there's so many bad things about texting too. I remember a couple of years ago, I was going to visit a cousin, and he kept texting me these initials, and I had no, and I'm driving, and he kept sending it. And I'm thinking, okay, is this something important? Do I need to respond to? I actually pulled over to the side of the road to look up what these initials meant. And all it was, and I think I could say this word, all it was get your ass here now. And I'm thinking, that's what's important? That's what I had to look at? So what other stories? I know you shared a really good one about the banker and his son. What other examples of that do you have?
Well, I'm curious to know. I didn't realize I was sharing my secret sauce on the show today. That's
interesting. Well, it's your secret sauce coming from your book because so many people don't look at it the way you're looking at it. Yeah. It's not really secret sauce. But it's just a different way of looking at how your communication, how you're connecting with people, and how you're doing your sales.
No, I love secret sauce. It's kind of an inside joke. I have a lot of my clients that tell me that because I use that term quite a bit on certain things.
Oh, do you? Okay.
So, yeah. So secret sauce is good. I like it. No, yeah. What we're saying before we go to break was what's very interesting to me is why do people text? And because, quite honestly, it's just easier. And it's easier because I can multitask and do all these different things, and I don't really have to give you any attention unless I choose to. And more importantly, I don't have to listen to you. And I think that's the big thing. It's like it's less effort to text, and it's more effort to actually get on the phone, have a conversation with somebody, because now you're forced to actually listen to that person, which means you probably can't do too much of anything else. And so they consider that just a waste of time.
Right, right. That is true. I'm guilty of it.
But it's really not making the human connection.
No.
It's really not connecting with people. So, you know, we were talking about best ways to grow your business. Well, it's hard to do that via social media. But guess what? When you're face-to-face with somebody, you can really make that human connection. That's kind of what I love to do is teach people how to bring that, restoring that human connection to our digital age. In fact, that's my subtitles of my book, Restoring the Human Connection in Our Digital Age. And we do that through face-to-face conversations and through picking up the phone and having a meaning conversation with somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Todd and I have to share a story. Earlier today, we have a colleague who was responding to a message I had sent him. And the very first thing he said in his response, it was texting initials. It was F you. I read that and I'm thinking, is he sending me vulgar language? Like, what is he talking about? And I know, Todd, you were on that same message as well. And so then Todd sends out this link to definitions of FU. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, well, FU, if you're a farmer, you could think, well, the cows, you know, udders are full, or you know, they're full udders. So, and then the other one that was on that listing was fancy underpants. And I was like, wow, like, okay, so what does he really mean?
Yeah, and we're talking about a guy that's brilliant that went to the School of Finance. And so it's like, you know, it's not like he doesn't have an extensive vocabulary and doesn't know how to spell things. So it's like, why would you use abbreviations that could mean 80 other different things? So
right.
If you really want someone to understand what you're meaning and connect with people, you know what? I would probably say out follow up. And I believe that's what he was meaning, was follow up.
Yes, I would agree.
You actually means, which not understand. I wasn't under the impression that that's what that meant, but I guess it's one of the 80 ways to use you.
I was like, wow, I don't know him that much, and he's cursing at me.
Exactly. That'll be that on a Monday morning.
Yeah, on a Monday morning. So imagine if you're in work or you're with a client and you're responding to a client and you start off by saying, F you, what could you, the client immediately be like, oh, I don't want to work with them.
You know what's happening, and this is what a lot of the research is showing, that the younger generation, and it's not just younger, but it's a lot of folks, but especially the younger generation, has started with them, where they were learning to, you know, they don't learn cursive. They learn they learned on a keyboard and, you know, an iPad. And so what they've learned to do is abbreviate everything. And so they have a hard time with sentence structure and how to actually communicate. So there's a couple things they're doing. They're emailing like that with abbreviations, but the scary part is sometimes they're actually talking that way.
Yes.
So instead of saying, oh man, we were laughing out loud all night, they're like, you know what? We were LOL.
Uh-huh. And it's like, exactly.
It's like, what? Why do you have to say that in a conversation? And then before you know it, 50% of the conversations is abbreviations and letters. And, you know, wow, that's the scary part to me.
I think that's real scary. I think it's scary that they're taking cursive out of education. That many schools are starting to take that out because they feel that the children are learning on keyboards anyway. But like you just said, they're creating a culture of abbreviations. And again, like we just talked about with the FU, your definition of that abbreviation is different than my definition. So that's a total breakdown in communication.
Yeah, we have 80 different ways to choose from, or 80 different definitions. Who knows what it's going to be? So it's not effective communication, and it's definitely not making the human connection. So that would be my biggest tip, is make sure that when you're communicating with people, even on social media and even through emails and through texts, is, you know, try to do your best not to use the abbreviations.
Yeah, or like you said, pick up the phone when you can. I mean, if it's just a quick email message, you got to shoot out. Okay. But pick up the phone because I have that conversation, and I force myself, and sometimes I'll say, oh, I could just shoot a quick email. No, pick up the phone and make that phone call.
I mean, granted, if I'm going to the supermarket and I just left the house and my wife told me what to pick up and she remembers, oh, pick up coffee or, you know, cream or bread or whatever. Okay. A text is perfect for that.
Right, right. Yeah, so there, so right. There's a time and place for everything that you do. But I want to jump back to you for a minute, because I mean, your resume, your background is just so impressive when it comes to sales, connecting, communicating with people. And I've heard you say that you've been doing business, you starting business, I mean, as early at the age of 9.
I did. And I got to tell you how that started. It started with I had an addiction, as a lot of kids do, for video games. But way back then, I used to play Asteroids, and it would cost a quarter to play the game. And
well, you're aging yourself.
Yeah, a little bit. But so I wanted to play Asteroids all the time. And one day I went to my mom and she said, I'm not giving you any more quarters. And I'm like, well, what do you mean you're not giving me any quarters? And she's like, I'm not giving you any more quarters. I'm like, well, how am I going to play Asteroids? And she's like, figure it out. I mean, what do you mean figure it out? Well, figure out how to make money. How are you going to make money? I don't know. Go mow some lawns. Go wash some cars. Do something.
Uh-huh.
I was like, wow, okay. And that was the best thing she ever did to me for me, because it made me start to think, how can I make money? You know, do I want to rely on my parents for the rest of my life, or do I want to figure out how to make an income? So, you know, I realized, hey, I can cut lawn. I know how to do that, but I don't have a lawnmower. So I'm like, okay, obstacle number one, no lawnmower. What do you do? Hey, my next door neighbor has a lawnmower. So I knock on his door and say, hey, I need quarters to play Asteroids. My mom says I need to make money. I figured out I can mow. So I'm telling him the whole story. You know, I figured out I can mow lawns for people. Can I, you know, rent your lawnmower and your equipment? And I'll give you a percentage of the business that I get from knocking on doors. People's lawns and pulling weeds and stuff. And I guess he felt like, hey, this is pretty cool what this kid's doing. I'll do that. So that's how I started my first business. And I got to the point where I bought my own equipment.
Okay.
I had weekly accounts at the age of 9 and 10 that I would do on a weekly basis.
Uh-huh.
Had a nice little income coming in.
Sounds that way. You had a lot of quarters to play Asteroids. That's for sure.
I had a lot of quarters.
Just pay me in quarters.
Yeah, pay me in quarters.
I'll be good. Yeah. I'll be good. Good. Well, you started 27 businesses in your career. Were they all successful?
Well, you know, if you add up all the little businesses, including the, you know, network marketing, the paper route business I had.
Right.
You know, to a couple, you know, even some network marketing businesses that I've done, you know, throughout the years, you know, there was 27, and, you know, it's pretty interesting. I would say about half of them failed miserably, and it's kind of the toughest way to learn how to be successful, and not the way I recommend. And with these days with information technology, there's so many books out there. There's so many webinars. There's so many events that you can go to learn from experts. And so, you know, I always tell people, don't learn the hard way. Don't learn like I did, where you literally, you know, invest, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of time and hours.
I'm going to stop you right there, because I want to hear more about your most memorable failures, but also your proudest accomplishments when we come back after the break.
Digital world, really trying to understand all the powers that rule this land. The same as Jay's big butter's boss. Kate Moss can't find a job in a world of postmodern fad. What was good now is bad. It's not hard to understand.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Welcome back. It's Connie Fife, and joining me today is Todd Novak. And before we go any further, I want to let you know that Todd has a giveaway for today. The first 10 people to call in will be entered into a drawing to win, one, a copy of Todd's powerful book, Has Technology Left Us Speechless? And two, multi-gifts, his cell phone etiquette tips. Now, do you have good phone manners? Todd is sharing his tips that are going to help you improve your cell phone manners and just, you know, not really driving people crazy around you. So start calling in right now. Dial 1-800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819, and we're taking our first 10 callers. Good luck. Well, Todd, you've really been sharing a lot of great, great information with us. Before we left the break, you were talking about the many businesses that you have. So everyone is always interested in, okay, what was your success, but also what was, you know, one of those most memorable failures that you've had? Are you ready to share?
Really? You want me to talk about the failures?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the problem, the issue with failure is so many of us think failure is bad and negative, and it's so on the contrary. Actually, failing is very important to do because it teaches us so much. And so failure is just something that you have to do sometimes in order to figure out the right way to do it. And if you know, who's successful the first time around? I mean, wasn't it Edison that created the light bulb, and it took him over 1,000 different inventions before he found the right one to work?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, think about that. I mean, how many times do we actually fail at something and then just quit? You know, and that success is like one step away, or, you know, one more pick of the axe or the shovel to get to the gold, or, you know, right, whatever scenario you want to use. Mm-hmm. But we just quit so early. And, you know, it's that old saying that quitters never win and winners never quit.
Yeah, because fear sets in. It's like, I failed. I'm just going to give up because there's that fear of, if I do it, I'm going to fail again. But no, not really.
Let me tell you this that you'll actually love, and this is one of my favorite things I learned. Do you know there's only two fears that you're actually born with? There's only two fears that every human being is actually born with, but there's 2,600 documented fears.
So what are the two that you're born with?
But isn't that amazing to think about that just for a second?
That is amazing.
Different fears out there that people have, but only two of them they were born with.
Yeah. And
so in other words, what you have to ask yourself as I name these two If you have any other fear outside of these two, you weren't born with it. You've learned to have it and accept it and receive it in your life.
Right, right.
That's kind of heavy sometimes. People don't like to admit that. But what it does is it lets you realize that you can overcome that.
That's a good point that you just made, because if you learn it, you can overcome it. But if you're born with it and recognize it, there, I mean, there's a chance you can overcome it, but that's also something that's inherent in you and in who you are. So I'm sitting here. I want to know what those
two are. Pins and needles.
I am pins and needles.
Of course, you can unlearn it. But okay, the first one is fear of sudden noises. So obviously, God puts that in our ability to save us from something that might want to hurt us that's close to us.
Right.
So fear of sudden noises makes sense, right? And then the other one is fear of heights. You know, that little oozy feeling you get when you get a little too close to the bridge, or you get too close to a window and it's, you know, a big, you know, tall, you know, skyscraper building. You know how your stomach starts to turn and your body says, what are you doing? Get away from the window or the ledge.
I know mine does, but there's a lot of people that heights don't bother them. So does that mean that they were able to overcome that?
That's exactly what that means. They were able to overcome and conquer that fear that was innately in them. That's exactly
I guess I better work on that one a little bit more.
Well, maybe you don't want to. Maybe you're like, that's a pretty good fear to have because I don't want to fall to my death. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I just know don't get too close to the edge.
But, you know, if you're jumping out of an airplane, or maybe we're going to strap one of those GoPros onto a helmet of yours and you can do some skydiving or something.
Right, right. Or if you know that either you jump or die, well, I think I'll be jumping. You know, if it's something that you jump into safety, you know, definitely, you know, that'd be a quick way to overcome those heights.
So I guess one of the failures that we could talk about real quick, it's kind of interesting. It's one of those funny. So I mentioned that I had a couple, it was involved in network marketing. There was a company way back in the day, I was probably like 22 years old, and it was called USA Vitamins. And, you know, it was these vitamins that were supposed to be, you know, really great for you, blah, blah, blah. So I was working out of El Paso, Texas at the time. And me and my friend, my partner we were working with this company, we decided to get involved with this company. And so we're going to have, you know, 550 people at this event we're putting on. Everyone's going to come in. And so we rented this ballroom at the Westin, and we had 550 seats set up, and we had all the product out there, and we, you know, had radio stations advertising, and man, we're like, we're going to look good too. So we went and rented tuxedos.
Wow.
Because we wanted to look really classy and good. Ooh. And then we flew guys in, these big wigs that were in the company, and, you know, we were just ready for this big event, and 8 people showed up. So we're scrambling, taking chairs out in our tuxedos and trying to stack chairs in the back and try to make room for like 10 chairs. So it didn't look like they were walking in this empty room, which they were.
But yeah.
Let's talk about being a failure and feeling like you just failed, but still having to go through it. It's just one of those things that you just remember, wow, you know, I got through that. I can get through something else.
Yeah, and it's also a learning experience, too. It's, okay, did this didn't work, so what do I need to change to do it next time to make it successful?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. In other words, you know, don't rely on advertising. Have people pre-register. You know, make sure, God bless you, make sure you have a commitment. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can do, or that I would do, you know, differently now, obviously.
Right, yeah.
The experience I've had, but, you know, again, you don't know. You're 22 years old. You know, you're gonna set the world on fire, and no one really needs to tell you anything because you know everything anyways.
That's right. And I'm just imagining you in there in a tuxedo, move running, get these chairs out of here.
Oh, sweating, trying to act cool too at the same time.
Yeah. We could do this. Like you're grabbing chairs as you're going out. What about life lessons? Any life lessons learned? I know that was a lesson, I guess, in business. What about life lessons?
Oh my gosh, there's just so many of them.
Yeah.
I think the big one for me is really, really learning who you're in front of and recognizing that it's so important that you recognize what, in my case, what personality or communication style is in front of you so that you actually make that human connection and connect with people, because we all have a certain way we like to communicate.
Right. Yeah.
And it's basically four different ways of communication, and basic communication. So what we realize, what we don't even realize we're doing is we're walking around forcing our communication style on everybody we meet. And what happens is some people that are like our communication style absolutely love us, but the other three communication styles don't like us. And so what we end up doing is connecting with some or a few and disconnecting with many. And what ends up happening is we lose a lot of success, a lot of opportunity. We lose money because of sales and connection and friends. And so, you know, life lesson for me was, look, if someone's different than you or they're not quite like you, that doesn't mean that you're better and they're worse, so to speak. You know, we're all equal in a lot of ways, and different people have different strengths and weaknesses, and you need to learn to realize that. And so that's what that's my one of my big life lessons.
And it's good understanding that person. It's good understanding yourself, and I mean, really bringing that all together. You know, why isn't this person connecting with me? Why can't I have a conversation? Well, when you understand those four different personality types, it's like magic happens. Because it's just a whole new world opens up, because I also have done a lot of work on the four personality types. So that leads me into what we're going to do next. I've asked Brian, my very special engineer, to join me on the fourth segment of our show. So what I'm going to ask you, Todd, is if you're willing, let you interview Brian, get some of those key questions, those key answers from him, and let him know what his personality type is.
Now, have I met Brian before?
You've talked to him. Yes, he's been on the show, or he's the one that introduced you earlier.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So, a game?
Yeah, sure. I just would like to say before we jump into that the four personality styles that I develop and I use are called the birds.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. So we're going to have to go to break. You could introduce that, and then we'll have a little conversation with Brian.
Sounds good.
Okay. See you in a bit.
Transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Well, you're listening to Master's Chambers, and I'm Connie Fife, and joining me today is Todd Novak, who's been sharing some really powerful information, his secret sauce to how you can restore the human connection. So, Todd, before we go any further, let the listeners know how they can reach you.
Sure. They can, a couple ways. Obviously, they can pick up the phone. But I would say go to my website. Obviously, everybody has a website these days, toddnovak.com. So that's toddnovak.com. And of course, if they want to find out more about the book, they can there, or they can go directly to a site that we have set up just for the book called technologyspeechless.com. So technologyspeechless.com. There's a quiz that you can take for free to determine if you are addicted to technology. There is some cell phone etiquette forms. There's just all kinds of cool stuff there that you can do for free. And of course, if you want to order the hardcover book, I'll be more than happy to personally sign it and have my office ship it out to you.
Great. Thank you. I know that, and we started talking about the different personality types and the four personalities. I'd like you to explain what those four personalities are, how that can help someone have a better communication level. And then also joining us is Brian. I asked him to join us because I'd like you to determine what personality Brian is. So right. So start by telling us what the birds are.
So the birds is pretty simple. There's basically four personality types. And what happens is everybody has a primary personality type and a secondary. And technically we do have all four in us, but again, we have one that's our major and then one that's our secondary. And so the birds are just a simple, fun way to remember who you are and who you're in front of. So we have the eagle, which is like your Donald Trump, your bottom line result oriented, get it done kind of guy. You know, I don't care about the process. We're just going to get it done. All right. You want information? Sorry, that's not what I do. I get results. So that's your eagle, you know, and then you have your owl, which is your who, what, when, where, why process kind of thinker. You can think of an owl, you know, asking questions and processing things out. And so they're the thinkers. And then you have the dove, which is the sweet Midwest dove peacemaker. They typically don't like, you know, much change. They like to keep things the same. They're, you know, they want to make everybody else happy. And then, of course, you have the peacock, which the peacock is all about having fun and socializing and, you know, hey, I'm here to have a good time, here to make sure you guys have a good time. Let's do this thing. So.
Well, great. I hope everybody got that. So, Brian, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Here we go.
All right. All right. So here we go. So, Todd, what questions do you have for Brian to help determine what his personality style is?
So, Brian, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Cornflakes.
Okay. All right. How was it?
Was good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We can stop right there. So he's a peacock.
Uh-huh.
And so the reason why he's a peacock is I asked him what he had for breakfast, and it was cornflakes. So that determined right there, if he was an owl, he would have gave me a much longer definition. And if he was a dove, he would have went more, you know, more description also. If you listen to his tone, it's very kind of high and a little more loud. He also, at the last question I asked him, he laughed at the end a little bit. And so that's what told me he's definitely a peacock, because an owl wouldn't do that, a dove wouldn't do that, and most likely an eagle wouldn't.
So, Brian, do you like to have a good time?
Yes, I do.
His motto is, I just want to have fun.
Yep.
Well, great, great. So now you know what you are.
Right. And that's why, well, I think he probably knew, but that's what he does. He's, you know, he likes to have fun. He, you know, he's playing music. He tries to, I think there was one of the breaks where he kept singing. So obviously, you know, only a peacock does that. So
that's right. So, well, Todd, you've been a wonderful, wonderful guest. I wanted to talk a little bit more. We have a few minutes here. Yeah. To talk about the program I had mentioned earlier in the show that Todd and I have formed a joint venture, and we are doing a program which is called the Sales and Leadership Summit. And it's going to be held the first of many on November 4th right here in Orange County, California. And so I wanted to ask Todd a little bit more, if you could share what exactly you're going to be covering in that summit.
Sure. And I would say better than Orange County, California, is going to be Newport Beach, California.
That's right. Newport Beach, California.
Which will be pretty amazing. If you've never been to Newport Beach, highly recommend you come. It's really a destination city right on the beach. It's just an amazing. But yeah, so my portion is going to be really talking about how to make the human connection by using the birds, but more importantly, how to grow your sales. So if you're in sales, or you have a company and you have salespeople that need to grow their sales, or you're, you know, an entrepreneur and you want to know, how can I grow my business? That's what I specialize in. You know, Connie mentioned that I helped one company increase their sales $400 million. And the system that I teach my clients on how to do that is what I'll be teaching at the event. So I'll be teaching my two steps of selling. I don't have 15 steps. I don't have 10 steps of selling. I have two simple steps on how to increase your sales. So I'll be talking about that. I'll be talking about the Novak principle, which is very incredible, because once you learn the Novak principle, you'll start to realize why people buy from you, and more importantly, how to get them to buy from you. And then, of course, you'll learn the birds themselves. You'll learn why you act the way you do, why you like certain people, don't like others, why certain customers drive you crazy and other customers you wish you had more of. And there's a lot of missed opportunities that we have because we're not connecting with people because we don't know who they are or how to talk to them. And I'm going to give you the tools on how to do that so you make that connection. People actually listen to you. If they listen to you, they'll actually buy your product and service.
And everyone is going to get an assessment, correct?
Yeah, one of the things.
Bird's assessment?
Yeah, our assessment is $37 online. It will basically fill that out. It's a 5-minute assessment. It will tell you how others see you. It will show your stress behavior, but it will also show your actual behavior, primary and secondary. And we're including that in the registration for the event, the investment.
That's awesome. And then I'm also going to back that up with one. I'm going to be doing a live Masters Chambers radio show, and I'm going to be interviewing two, maybe three CEOs who are attending the program for that day. And then for the afternoon, I am really going to, you know, piggyback off of what Todd is sharing with you and talking about how do you change from being a manager or thinking like a manager into becoming a leader and creating that organizational happiness within your organization. And the program is for entrepreneurs, sales teams, executives, leadership teams. So you're going to get a very in-depth overview of sales, creating those teams, and becoming the leader that you want to be in your organization. So it's definitely, definitely a program, a must-attend program.
Can I say something about that, Connie?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure that everyone understands that this is going to be a content-rich seminar. And what I mean by that is only Connie and I are the speakers. We're not going to be back of the room selling all our different services. And so you're going – and you're going to get our best stuff, so to speak. You're going to get our best material, our best tools. And so this isn't like, oh, come and then we're going to sell you this, you know, $100,000 coaching program. That's not what it's about. It's about literally walking away from day one and being able to use techniques that I share with you and Connie shares with you to increase your sales, grow your business, and be a better leader immediately.
Yeah, you're walking away with a leadership action plan, and you're also walking away with a toolkit to increase your sales. So a lot, you're getting a lot more. It's a very content-rich program. So I'm going to have to wrap it up here really quickly, but for more information, you can head on over to ConnieFifeSpeaks.com, or you can head on over to the Novak Group as well. But we're going to have much more information on this coming. But I have to wrap it up right now, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement. Getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.